Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Welcome to Short Shifts. I got one for Tolf. I don't know if this is going to take 10 minutes or not. We'll see how long we can stretch this bad boy out. We've got some long legs for it. Tolf, your question. Best bus trip movies for hockey teams of all time. Let's say 5, maybe 10. I don't know.
Best bus trip movies?
Yeah, best bus trip movies. We got young teams out there riding the bus, cross the nation, left and right. Favorite movies for hockey trips.
Do kids even do that anymore, though? Do they have like the thing that they put up on the screen for everybody, or like kids just like doing their own thing, watching their own thing on their own phone?
My God, I don't know. I hope they still watch movies with the team. What would they do if they're not?
I think this might be a moot question, brother.
No way. They don't watch movies as a team?
I don't know.
Oh, that's devastating to hear. If that's the case, I quit. I quit the show. It's all so right. Much fun.
Watching. So this will be more for like, you know, the our generation, I guess.
Probably.
Or younger kids. By the way, like there are kids, like even at Michigan last year, like there's kids that don't know movies that like are our movies of our childhood. Like what?
Oh, I know that, dude. I make a movie joke in almost every other minute of my speech, every time I'm talking. And some of these,
it goes right over there.
They just go, and I'm laughing so hard. I'm like, why are you not laughing? They're like
chlorophyll. They're more like borophyll. And they're like,
50,
what?
Jeff? What are you talking about? I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna kill
dude,
you,
dude. Buddy, we're almost 40.
We are almost 40. Don't.
That's insane.
I know. We're pretty hot 40-year-olds, though, so we'll take it. We're in shape. What's up?
Okay. Sounds good. anyways, if you're talking about, like, my favorite... So it's kind of, like, into two, right? So I'm going to do... Okay. So let's see here. I'm thinking about two kind of, like, non-comedies and mm-hmm. two... And then, like, three, like, comedies, because comedies are always great on a bus.
Okay.
Non-comedy, Gladiator.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. In Omaha, one of the only movies Hastings would let us watch on bus trips was Gladiator. Swear to God. We had like 4 to 5 movies that he would let us watch. And Gladiator, we watched Gladiator 400 times.
Well, you guys always won. So there, case in point, I am smart. You are dumb.
Yeah. I'm just coming off the bus like
you are not as attractive.
Sparta.
That's 300.
I know, but like that's
also actually, you know what? I love that. That's also probably a really good bus movie.
Great movie. Don't know how good that would show on the small screen though.
Yeah, it's similar to Gladiator though.
Yeah, a little more action.
Okay, the other one, you know, it's a low key unreal bus movie. Every time it gets put on, I was like pumped, and the boys were pumped. Remember Boondock Saints?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Phenomenal movie.
Isn't that an unreal bus movie?
Dude, it's one of my favorite movies.
Okay, then there we go. So I'm 2 for 2.
Wow, Boone, didn't see that coming out of T-Bone here tonight. I like it. I like what you're throwing down.
Okay, so we got those. And then let's see. So comedy, I would say you have to have some Adam Sandler movie. I'm not going to narrow it to one. But you have to have an Adam Sandler movie, whether it's Happy Gilmore, The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison. Like he's got so many
51st Dates,
ones.
Chuck 51st. And Larry.
Yeah, you have to have some sort of Adam Sandler movie on there.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Other comedy, Step Brothers. I feel like Step Brothers is one that's
that
a pretty
would be
good
great.
One.
That would be great on the bus. That would slay.
That would slay on the bus. And then maybe you go, I'm going to think of one. I'm going to think of another one, but you go now and I'll think of my fifth one.
Dude, I was so happy. I couldn't believe you hit Boondock Saints. That was nasty.
Dude, it was the best bus movie ever in junior hockey. Yeah. It probably came out right around when we were playing juniors.
Yeah.
I would think.
I didn't watch that on any bus ever. Like, really? What a great, phenomenal movie.
All right, while you go, I'm looking up what year it came out.
All right. Let me see.
It's your question. You don't have any answers to it yet?
No. I mean, I was just like, the whole throwing me off with the kids don't watch bus movies anymore. And I was like, what do you mean kids don't watch bus movies anymore? I like any comedy, right? Any comedy that everyone knew all of the lines to, that the boys would just be in an uproar. Like Step Brothers, did that come out when we were playing? That came out post-career? No,
I think when we were playing.
Yeah. Okay. For me, for sure, like 50 First Dates, I love that movie. Like, it's one all the boys laugh. It's light. After you win, you throw on a nice little light one. You got Ula in there making everybody laugh. Adam Sandler's hilarious. That's a good one. yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Gladiator. I can't believe got Glad. 300, I guess that would be a good one.
That would be a good one.
I always like Never Back Down, because it's like, you don't have to, it's like kind of cheesy, but like gets you amped up. It's like a MMA, it's like a high school MMA fighting movie. I don't know. A lot of guys that I played with, like had that like on their iPads. I think that
what's the MMA movie? Oh my God, it was unreal. I think it's with Jake Gyllenhaal.
You know, Jake Gyllenhaal, you're talking about the one with the guy who played Bane, where he fights his brother in the championship in the octagon.
Is that what it is?
That one is nasty.
Like, unbelievable movie, right?
Fighter? Is it Fighter?
Yeah. I don't know why I was thinking Jake
Gyllenhaal. There was one with Jake Gyllenhaal where he was in an MMA, but the one I'm thinking about is with the two brothers who wind up fighting each other in the championship.
There's one MMA movie. Maybe it's, what did you call it? The Fighter?
Fighter, I think it's called.
Dude, I remember watching that on a bus, and like the whole team was like mesmerized by the movie. Yeah, so yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I think on the way to games, or like, you know, anything that's like Uplift, Gladiator, MMA, Never Back Down, like any Boondock Saints, anything that gets your heart going, like, yeah, like, let's go. And then after you win, you throw on the comedy and everybody's laughing, everybody's having a good time. Guys in the back playing cards, they don't need to pay attention, but they could still get the one-liners and laugh with everybody. I think it's got to be action on the way and then comedy after you get the W.
Yeah, a couple more comedies, and I'm cheating here. I'm on my phone a little bit.
Cheat, let's go.
Hangover.
Oh, money.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, great for the bus.
Office Space. Might not be a bus
older
one.
Older crowd.
And you know what actually would probably be a good bus movie? I think this movie's hilarious, is Ted.
That would be a good bus movie.
Ted would be a great bus movie.
What's the one with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg where they're cops and he does the desk?
The Other Guys.
The Other Guys. That would be a great comedy post game for sure.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball. Great bus movie. You could do before or after for Dodgeball. Like that.
Yeah.
Old School. Old School. Great bus movie.
Old School. Talladega Nights.
Great bus movie.
I want to go watch one of these movies now.
Yeah. I would if I didn't have to work more. thinking of other really good post game, you get a huge win. You got to ride back on the bus for 6 hours. Grandma's Boy. That would be hilarious. Grandma's Boy on the bus. If you're a junior team or older, glorious. You could have some great laughs with that one. I would say, I already got Wedding Singer. I wanna. He's losing his mind, and I'm reaping all the benefits. I mean, Happy Gilmore, obviously, you said that in the beginning. That's an Adam Sandler movie. You can't go wrong with that. I never watched like Slapshot or Youngblood on the bus. That one. Really,
I think Youngblood would be a good bus movie. Youngblood
could get you going.
Yeah. Slapshot's like the best hockey movie ever, but like, I feel like everybody knows that one so well.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet the young kids don't even know it though. Not the young kids. I mean like the kids coming up or in like juniors. I bet a bunch of them haven't seen it.
Yeah.
They live on their phones, man. I don't know. If any of you guys think of any other good bus movies, also, if bus movies aren't a thing anymore, please let us know, because yeah, we are getting a little bit older. And one of my stipulations when I said I would coach the first 2 years I retired, I said, yes, I will coach, but no, I refuse. I will not ride the bus anywhere. That was in my contract. I was like, guys, I'm not riding the bus. I played in Europe for 6 years. I rode the bus for 8 billion hours all over the place. Yes, I will coach. No, I refuse. I will not ride the bus. 10 seconds. If you got any good movies that we missed here, let us know. And let me know if teams are still watching movies on the bus. Need to know.
I think you're going to be disappointed.
Oh. Mm. Chip the show.